Stay tuned for Up Front Soul. Time to put a glide in your stride and hitch a ride to the soulful side with Upfront Soul. I'm your host, Sanguine Fromage, laying down 120 minutes of soulful sounds to which you may get down. The elf on your shelf will be beside himself as he finds himself overpowered by the funk. This time on Upfront Soul, yes, we are bringing you 2 hours of holiday tunes. We've got Christmas, we've got Hanukkah, we've got everything you need to make your day merry. We're gonna get started with some hip-hop holiday music, a classic from Run DMC, Christmas in Hollis. We'll be right back.
trees. Decorate the house with lights at night. Snow's on the ground, snow white, so bright. In the fireplace is the Yule log. Beneath the mistletoe as we drink eggnog. The rhymes that you hear are the rhymes of carols. Like each and every year we bust Christmas carols. Christmas carols.
Christmas is some greasy funk.
Mama, mamacita, donde está Santa Claus? The vato with a bony knees, he's coming down the street with no shoes on his feet, and he's going to... No. Mama, mamacita, donde está Santa Claus? The guy with the hair on his jaws, he... Hey, man, come over here, man. I need some help, man.
Yeah, man, I can dig that. Like, what are you doing, man?
I'm trying to write a song about Santa Claus, man, but it's not coming
about
out.
About who, man?
About Santa Claus, man. You know Santa Claus,
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah, man. I played with those dudes, man.
What?
Yeah, last year at the Fillmore, man. Me and
you
the bass player sat in, man.
Oh, hey, session, man, you think Santa Claus is a groove, huh? No, it's not a groove, man.
Would they break up, man?
Oh, no, man, it's one guy, man. You know, he had a red suit on, man, with black patent leather shoes. You know that guy. Hey, man.
Oh, yeah. He's with Motown, ain't he?
No, man.
Yeah, I played
not...
with that dude, oh, too. Man.
No,
yeah, he's a good singer, man.
No, no, hold on, man. He's not with Motown, man.
Well, then he's with Buddha, man.
No. Oh, man, you don't know who Santa Claus is, man.
Yeah, well, I'm not from here, man. Like, I'm from Pittsburgh, man. I don't know too many local dudes.
Oh, I see. Well, hey, man, sit back and relax, and I'll tell you the story about Santa Claus, man. Listen. Once upon a time, about 5 years ago, there was this groovy dude, and his name was Santa Claus, you know? And he used to live over in the projects with his old lady. And they had a pretty good thing together because his old lady was really fine, and she could cook and all that stuff like that. You know, like, she made the best brownies in town, man. Oh, I could remember them now, man. I could eat one of them, man. Wow,
did you know these people, man?
Oh, yeah, man. They used to live next door to me, you know, until they got kicked out, man.
What, they got kicked out of the projects, man?
Yeah, you know what happened, man? They used to live with all these midgets, you know? And the midgets used to make a lot of noise, you know, like pounding and hammering and pounding all night, man.
Wow. Typical freaks.
Oh, man. Yeah, man, they were really freaks, man. As a matter of fact, they all moved up north together, you know?
Oh, they have to go get their head together, man.
Yeah, get their head together, man. And they started a commune, you know? It was called the Santa Claus and His Old Lady commune. It was a real famous one up there, man. And they used to sit around and groove all the time, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Really good time, man.
Hey, they used that to sounds
eat
heavy.
Eat the brownies, man. They drink the tea, man. And what they did most of the time, though, was make a lot of goodies, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And they had everything they needed. They only needed to come into town maybe once a year or something like that.
Pick up the welfare check and the food stamp.
Yeah. No, what they did, man, is once a year, when they made all the goodies, you know, they used to put them in a big chopping bag, and then they used to take the chopping bag and deliver them to all the boys and girls all the way around the world,
hey,
man.
Hey, well, that's it, man. Yeah, that sounds real nice.
Oh, yeah, they were really nice people, man. And so much class, man. They had so much class, you know. Like even take the way they used to deliver the toys, you know. It's like Santa Claus used to have this really sharp short, man. You know, it was lowered to the ground at twice pipes, candy apple red, and button tuck. Ooh, clean.
Man, that sounds like a hip snowmobile, man.
No, it wasn't a snowmobile. It was a sled, you know. One of those big sleds, you know. And he used to have it pulled by some reindeers, you know, like reindeers.
Some what, man?
Some reindeers, you know. He used to hook them onto the sled, and then he used to stand up inside the sled and hold onto the reins, and then call out their names, like, on Donner, on Blissen, on Chewy, on Tavo, come on, Beto. And then the reindeers used to take off into the sky and fly across the sky, man.
Man, that's far out, man.
Yeah, and then when they fly across the sky, they used to come down to places like, oh, Chicago, L.A., Nueva York, and Pacoima, and all those places, you know, and then land on top of people's roofs, and then old Santa Claus would make himself real small, you know, like a real small guy, and he'd come down the chimney, and then he would give you all the stuff that he made, man, and dig this, man, he did it all in one night, man.
Hey, just a minute, man, now how'd he do that, man?
Oh, well, man, he took the freeway. How else, man?
No, man. How did he do all that other stuff, man? Like, how'd he make himself small, man? And how'd he get the reindeer off the ground, man?
Oh, well, man, he had some magic dust, man.
Some magic dust?
Yeah, magic dust. You know, he used to give a little bit to the reindeer, a little bit to Santa Claus, a little bit more for Santa Claus, a little bit more.
And this would get the reindeer off, man?
Oh, got them off, man. Are you kidding, man? They flew all the way around the world, man.
Hey, that's far out, man. Hey, how come I've never met this dude, man?
Oh, man, he doesn't do that bit anymore, man. It got too dangerous, man.
Yeah, I can dig that, man, because that's a dangerous bit, man.
Yeah, let me tell you, it sure was, man. Like, just 2 years ago, man, he got stopped at the border, you know, and they took him into another room and took off his clothes, man, and searched him and searched his bag of goodies, man. And then when he was leaving, man, he was flying through the air, somebody took a shot at his reindeer, you know?
Oh, that's a drag,
Yeah, it really was, man. And then, man, he went down south, man, and they tried to cut off his hair and his beard, man. And all the time he was getting stopped and pulled over and asked for his ID, man. Just everywhere he went, he ran into too much recession, man.
No, man, you mean he ran into too much repression, man.
Repression, recession, man. It's all the same thing, man.
Yeah, man. It's a drag, man, because we could sure use a dude like that right now.
Oh, he still comes around, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but he comes in disguises now.
Oh, he went underground.
Yeah, huh? Underground, man.
Yeah, I can dig it.
Yeah. Hey, but you want to see his disguise, man? Nobody would ever know it was him, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's got a job in front of the department store, ringing this bell and playing this tambourine next to this black pot, you know?
Oh, I seen the dude.
Yeah,
man.
You know who I'm talking about,
man. Yeah, man. I played with that cat last year, man.
What?
Yeah, we played in front of a store, man. We made a lot of bread.
Oh, hey, wait a minute, man. Santa Claus is not a musician, man.
I'm hip, man. That cat didn't know any tunes, man.
Oh, hey, wait a minute, man. No, he's not into that at all, man.
No, I played with this dude.
Are you sure, man? I'm positive.
It just wouldn't be Christmas without Cheech and Chong. That is, of course, their timeless classic Santa Claus and His Old Lady. Sending that one out to Mormore. Detroit Jr. brought us Christmas Day from Gonna Have a Really Soulful Christmas. And we started out with Run DMC Christmas in Hollis. We heard that on the radio. Coming home with our Christmas tree, kids and I and Mr. Mojo Rhizome had picked out. It was quite sweet. I am Sanguine Fromage. So glad you're here with us celebrating the holidays. We'll be getting to Hanukkah in just a minute, but right now we're going to hear the godfather of soul, James Brown. He has an urgent message. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto.
Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Hitch up your reindeer, go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Fill every stocking you find, the kids are gonna love you so. Leave a toy for Johnny, leave a doll for Mary, leave something fruity for Donnie, and don't forget about Gary. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Tell him James Brown sent you. Go straight to the ghetto. You know that I know what you will see, 'cause that was once me. Hit it, hit it. You'll see mothers and soul brothers. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, oh Lord, go straight to the ghetto. Fill every stocking you find, the kids are gonna love you so. Fill every stocking you find, you know that they need you so. I'm begging you, Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. If anyone wanna know, tell him Hank Ballard told me so. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Never thought I'd realize I'd be singing a song with water in my eyes. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Don't leave nothing for me, I've had my chance, you see. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, the soul brother needs so. Santa Claus, tell him James Brown sent you.
Thank you.
Have a soulful Christmas.
The late, the great Sharon Jones there with the Dap Kings, Ain't No Chimneys in the Projects, from It's a Holiday Soul Party. The Jive Turkeys sandwiched in the middle there. Turkey sandwich, see what I did there? With Funky Jesus. And we started the set with James Brown's Santa Claus Goes Straight to the Ghetto from James Brown's Funky Christmas. I think I forgot to tell you that at the very top of this hour, not a holiday tune, but a timeless classic, Joan Armatrading with Back to the Night. Well, I am so glad to be spinning the tunes for you, bringing the tunes to your holiday party, and we are celebrating Hanukkah. We're going to bring Sharon Jones back for the most soulful Hanukkah song ever recorded, 8 Days of Hanukkah, here on Upfront Soul.
Let a whole bunch of candles, gotta keep that shamans going. Snow, but inside the mood is festive. We are feeling warm and bright. We're setting up the candles. Hanukkah starts tonight. Next door to us, the neighbor has lit up 15 deer, and across the street, a snowman in a 6-foot glowing sphere. Our contribution to repel the wind tonight. We'll fire up our menorah and at our Hanukkah light. We'll sing about the Maccabees, their struggle and the toil, how they restored the temple and found that pot of oil. Now we have it so much easier than those who came before. It doesn't take a miracle, just candles from the store. Tonight we're part of millions in every street and lane who say Shiasanism and light a little flame. Who takes some wax and matches and watches they ignite. Forget about the winter for 8 days of Hanukkah light.
Lovely song off of his album, Snowing in Vegas. The hip-hop Hootios with a rip-roaring version of my mother-in-law's favorite Hanukkah song, Ocho Candelicas, from Carne Masada. Sending that one out to Farmore. And we started out with Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, bringing her back for 8 Days of Hanukkah, which can also be found on It's a Holiday Soul Party, one of the best holiday albums out there, if you ask me. So, happy Hanukkah to all who celebrate. Well, we recognize that the holidays are not exclusively a happy time for everyone, and so we're going to send out this Blue Christmas set. It's not all blue, the first one's just kind of warped. It's Ron Holden with Who Says There Ain't No Santa Claus? Only on Upfront Soul.
He don't live and he give me money for that nigga Jim now. Who said there ain't no Santa Claus?
I did.
Who said there ain't no Santa Claus?
three, and now the state give me boy three. Now doing time, it ain't much fun, but I got a friend who give me a gun. Now who said ain't no Santa Claus?
I did.
I ain't heard no sleigh bells ring or seen no reindeer fly, but all them nice things happening don't just drop from the sky. Now some folks just ain't got no faith to laugh in a hard way, but I believe in Santa Claus. How lucky can I get?
Who said there ain't no Santa Claus?
Pretty well, cause now I got my own self. They dress me up and they cut my hair, and now they're gonna give me the chair.
I told you so.
Two lonely soldiers fighting the war. Won't be home for Christmas Day, so this is what they'll say.
This is the time of the year that we love so dear. Let it be Jingle Bell.
I wanna hear Jingle Bell, baby.
I wanna tell you how that it was all right with me. Oh yeah, but I wanna tell you, I remember when everyone was so happy.
So happy, baby.
Everybody was so gay.
My, 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 baby.
Been waiting for so long.
I've been waiting, baby,
for that wonderful day. It won't be merry.
It won't be merry for me this year, baby.
It won't be merry this Christmas time.
No, no, baby.
There'll only be friends and loved ones.
Friends and loved ones.
Friends and loved ones. Friends and loved ones all around me now.
All around me now. All around me now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby.
This I want to tell you now. I know that I'm feeling badly.
I feel badly, baby.
In a foxhole, sadly.
I'm in a foxhole, baby.
Everybody fighting madly. Will it ever end? And if everyone, everyone will be free. I wanna tell you, I can't let it bother me.
I can't let it bother me, baby.
Something. No, we may never see.
It's more than my blood, I don't see it, baby.
Maybe, maybe I won't be home this time.
I know I won't be home.
But the bells will ring silent night in this heart of mine.
The bells will ring silent night in my house, baby.
Yeah, now, I want everybody to know that I want my baby.
I write you every day.
I want my baby.
I want to be home tonight, yeah, baby.
I'm gonna have Christmas in any old way.
Baby,
I still want to see my baby.
Woo!
Be a
The Midnighters there with Christmas Time for Everybody But Me, wrapping up bit of a blue Christmas set. Took that once again from Gonna Have a Really Soulful Christmas. Johnny and John with Christmas in Vietnam in the middle, sending that out to all who are deployed in this holiday season. And we started the set with Ron Holden, who says there ain't no Santa Claus. Took that from Bummed Out Christmas, another great compilation. Well, we never consider it Christmas here on Upfront Soul until we've heard from Louis Armstrong reading Clement Moore's timeless poem, 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
This is Louis Satchmo Armstrong talking to all the kids from all over the world at Christmas time. 'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that Saint Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. Well, out on the lawn, there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window, I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave a luster of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be Saint Nick. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen. On Comet, on Cupid, on Dunder and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the house top, the coursers there flew, with the sleigh full of toys and Saint Nicholas too. And then in a twinkle, I heard on the roof the prancing, the pawing of each little hoof. As I drew my head and was turning around, down the chimney Saint Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed, like a bowl of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf. And I laughed when I saw him, in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know that I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk. And laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod up the chimney, he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team, gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down on a thistle. But I heard him exclaim ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night. A very good night." And that goes for Satchmo too. Thank you.
Santa used to like to chuckle. He's always been a belly full of laughs. Sitting in a Santa Claus chair, posing for the photographs. But now he don't laugh so much. In fact, about one third less. Old Saint Nick got a problem. Man, he's in an awful mess. 'Cause he used to go ho, ho, ho. Now he's only going ho, ho.
Uh-oh, where'd the other ho go?
I don't know, but Santa's feeling mighty low. He used to do hidey-ho, now he's only doing hidey.
Uh-oh, where'd the other ho go?
I don't know, Santa lost a ho. Now Santa's been doing his best to get to the Christmas mood. Keeping his little elves happy, he's the number one Christmas dude. But there ain't no joy, 'cause just one toy is missing from Santa's shack. He never had a doll go AWOL once he got her in the sack. 'Cause he used to go ho, 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 now he's only going ho, ho.
Uh-oh, where'd the other ho go?
I don't know, but Santa's feeling mighty low. He used to do hidey-ho, now he's only doing hidey.
Uh-oh, where'd the other ho go?
I don't know, Santa lost a ho. Santa, that's only got two hoes. No one would believe. Oh, Santa, if you need some cheering, stop by on your way. Jug band going to party all the way to Christmas Day. Just open up your bag of joy, soon you're gonna feel alright. You're gonna leave here laughing, even if you're one whole life. 'Cause you used to go ho, 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 he's only going ho, ho.
Uh-oh, where'd the other ho go?
I don't know, but Santa's feeling mighty low. He used to do hidey-ho, now he's only doing hidey.
Uh-oh, where'd the other ho go?
No, no, Santa lost a ho. But I do know, the good things in life, they come and go.
Have a very funky Christmas.
Everywhere we go, choir singing carols, right?
The Soul Rebels there with What Christmas Means from Christmas Soul. Very excited. It looks like I'm going to get a chance to see the Soul Rebels in the early spring. So keep an eye peeled. They might be coming near you. An eternal classic going out to man. It's the Christmas Jug Band with Santa Lost a Ho from their album Uncorked. And we started out with Pops, Louis Armstrong, reading us 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. Well, we do have another hour of funk, soul, and jazz in the holiday vein coming up for you here on Upfront Soul. So grab your cookies and milk, settle in, we'll be back in a minute.